Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, these are God's words. And again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things in parables, and said to them in his teaching, "Listen, behold, the sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed, that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root in it, it withered away. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But when he was alone, those round him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Then they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Okay, so someone is talking to a multitude of people in this portion of God's Word. Who is talking to the people, Ezekiel? Who's specifically, Victoria?
Jesus
is talking to the people. And there's all different kinds of people that he is talking to. Yes, Victoria?
Last night, I read the table of the stars.
Okay. So this should be fresh in your memory. In the parable that Jesus tells, John, the different kinds of people are different kinds of what? Yes, Beatrice?
Ground.
Different kinds of ground or different kinds of soil. And what is the word in the parable, John? It's seed. The word is the seed. Okay? There's four different kinds of soil. First kind of soil, or the first kind of ground, has no soil at all. Okay, so Satan comes and grabs the word, really even before it is really heard. This is similar to if you're reading along and you never even really notice what you're reading, or in the preaching of the word, which is really the main thing in view here. It's like when you are not really listening to the sermon. You're just sitting there thinking about other kinds of things, wondering when it's going to be over, thinking of reasons to get up and take a break. Like, no, I think gotta go to the bathroom. Or, you know, someone who does not love to listen to the word preached, that kind of person is really playing right into the hands of the devil, isn't he? Because Jesus says it's the devil himself who loves to keep the word even from being heard in the first place. Okay? Second one has a little bit of soil, not much, so there isn't, the word doesn't really take root. That's the kind of listening where you're enjoying listening for the time, but you're not really interacting with God over what you're hearing. So as you hear new truths, you're not really appropriating them and internalizing them, believing them. You're not making promises to God to stop the things that he forbids or do the things that he commands. You're not receiving the comfort. Now, we all come to worship with certain things that are troubling us or that worry us, pain us in our lives. We love to hear, we ought to love to hear the good news about Christ, and especially those things that connect more directly to whatever it is that is troubling us, receiving that comfort, storing it up in our hearts. There's a kind of sermon hearing that is very interested to hear kind of what is said in the sermon and enjoys the way the ideas go together. But there's no interacting with God. There's no taking it into the heart. Not there to be transformed by the renewing of your mind or have the word implanted, James chapter 1, that is able to save your soul. So that kind of person is very susceptible to circumstances. Okay, so you know, you're not really taking the word into your heart. It's not taking root. So the circumstances, which in Jesus' parable is the birds, as soon as a circumstance comes along that is pressing, that gets all your attention. You don't even notice anymore whatever it was that you received in the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of the word of God. So very susceptible, little seedlings, word seedlings. Third kind of soil is kind of soil where you aren't taking to heart what the word of God says, but you've taken other things more deeply to heart. It might be the cares of the world. You might be a fretter. And that you've taken more deeply to heart than the word of God. Might be the deceitfulness of riches, right? Or the pleasures of the world. Those are things that the text notes. And you know what happens when you've got tender grass or tender wheat or tender crop and you've got thorns that were already in the soil beforehand and they grow up along with it. What happens to the good crop? It gets choked out, right? That's what happens in a third kind of soil. And so it's not just that we need to interact with God in hearing the word preached or interact with God as we read our Bibles, but we need to have that to be the most fundamental, the most foundational thing in our hearts. Not just to be people who are informed by the word, but people who are controlled by the word. So that, you know, when these other things propose themselves, they're not really as deeply part of us as the Lord himself and his word. So if we are going to be the fourth kind of soil, then the fourth kind of soil is the one that doesn't have any of the other rocks, right? Fourth kind of soil is the kind of person who pays attention. Whether it's family worship, like right now, Victoria, whether it's family worship or preaching, or even our own Bible reading. You know, we're paying careful attention. We're also interacting with God. And we are... You have to be quiet. We are interacting with God. And this interaction... The reason we're interacting isn't just out of a mental curiosity and figuring out... words, ways, particular ways to think. But this interaction is because this is the heart and soul of how we think, how we feel, what, you know, what controls our decisions, what controls, our emotions, where we are determined not just, we're determined not just to take the word in, but we are determined that this will be what controls our thoughts, what controls our thoughts, our feelings, and our decisions. We read in submission to God's authority, and also in dependence upon God's grace. Submission and dependence. The word is authoritative. The word is sufficient. This is the place where most Christians, most churches are having their interaction with the Word of God break down. Even those who agree that the Word is inerrant are not submitting to it, or aren't finding it, aren't dependent upon it. So, you know, where they agree, or where their thoughts or feelings or will are crossed, they may not really heed the word as well. Or, you know, that's about not submitting it. Or, yeah, they trust what God says, but they're really trusting in themselves and how well they mean and their routine and, you know, this, that, or the other group that they're a part of. All these other things. So they don't believe that the word is sufficient. Okay? Those are the main things for being good soil, whether we're talking about the church as a whole or very specifically each one of you, that we need, if we're going to be good soil, to believe that the word is authoritative and that the word is sufficient. Okay. Father in heaven, thank you for your word, which teaches us about your word and teaches us how to read and how to listen. We do pray that you would make us come to your word with diligence, preparation, and prayer. That you would make us to receive it with faith and love, to lay it up in our hearts, and to practice it in our lives. Help us, Lord, to treat your word as sufficient and authoritative, that we would submit to it and depend on you in it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.